Tim Bird is an advertising and marketing expert. He's written and recorded and or produced over 30,000 commercials in his 25-plus year career in broadcasting for companies all over the world. And he joins us now to talk about the advertisements that we're all talking about this morning from the Super Bowl. Tim Bird, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Minton Berry.
Really glad to have you. So advertising last night, how are you scoring it? Did it succeed in appealing to you?
I score a little bit differently. I score on what commercials are going to bring money back into the business, mm-hmm. because 80% of businesses do not return year to year from Super Bowl to Super Bowl because they do not see any money coming back into their business. That's why you have this, the mainstays like the Budweisers and the Pepsis and some of the cell phone companies, but you see a lot of different businesses year to year. So, you know, if you remember last year, it was the Kia ad with Melissa McCarthy. That won the ad meter, and I'm using air quotes there, because that was the most popular, yet their stock price went down. So winning the ad meter doesn't mean anything. It's what's going to bring money back into the business. That's the criteria I use.
There's all sorts of prices that were out there. There was an average of more than $5 million for a 30-second spot. I saw something like that. There was black screen time yesterday. Before we get to the actual ads, during the Super Bowl, there was a technical glitch in which there was literally about 30 seconds of just screen time where the screen was black. And I know everybody in America was doing what I was doing, just playing with your remote to make sure your TV was still on. That's a lot of money NBC probably lost there.
Well, NBC released a statement saying that that was not purchased ad airtime. So you know what that means? We saw one less promo for the Olympics.
Oh, I see.
Thank God.
Yes.
So thank you, NBC. Thank
service,
you for that.
Some service journalism out of NBC. Appreciate that. Tim,
right.
So, Tim, one of the ad groups that I was really kind of tickled by was what Tide did. Tide, the detergent company. They basically reinvented a lot of the great ads in Cut 17 of the past, including one of my favorites here, which is the Old Spice commercial with the man on the horse, one of the first versions of a very bizarro commercial. Here's the Tide version of it.
Hello again, ladies. Is your man the kind of man who would climb the height? I'm in a Tide ad.
Nice pants.
Get off my horse.
Tide ad.
So they've just reinvented all these old ads and turned them into Tide ads. Do you think that was effective?
I don't think it was effective. I think there were four Tide ads. The first one that they did where they were basically mimicking every cliche in the advertising industry, that one was effective because it played early and it was not tied to anything else. All of the other commercials were tied to other products like the one you just played, Old Spice. My question is, who's paying for that ad, Old Spice or Tide? Because I'm thinking Old Spice. The imagery was Old Spice. The whistle, Old Spice, not Tide. I get what they were trying to do. I think as the game went on, and if you watched all of the ads, I think people kind of got tired of it a little bit. It was just kind of got boring after a while.
Yeah, what of these ads that are sort of disconnected? They're all part of like sort of a running theme. We saw that also with Eli Manning kind of appearing throughout the game for, I don't even know what the advertising was for now that I think about it, but by the end of it, he was dancing with Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, that was, I got texts about that from women that I know. They're like, what was that? And I said, that was a promo for the NFL. Football fans ate that up. The guys ate that up because it's inversion. It's unexpectedness. You don't expect to see Odell Beckham and Eli Manning dancing to Dirty Dancing. It's the time of my life.
Well,
I get it.
I had read that was supposed to be about the end zone dances when they do the.
If it was, I didn't get that, and I'm a football fan, but what I will tell you is the NFL needed to do something lighthearted to counter all of the kneeling protests that happened this year. So they couldn't, if they took a real serious tone in that promo, which they always get a promo every year to promote themselves, if they took a really serious tone, I think that would have been a big backlash for them. So they had to do something irrelevant and irreverent and funny.
Well, let me ask you about the military component of this, because the military played a very prominent role, as it often does in the Super Bowl, but they had a Medal of Honor recipient from Iwo Jima actually do the coin flip, and a number of other things. They had the flyover, they had a very strong military presence. Is your sense that this was an answer to all of this, these claims that the NFL lacked patriotism this year?
I think part of it is they do the flyover every year, even over the dome stadiums. The vets flipping the coins, Subtly, yes. I think that's what it was. Let's face it, if you've ever been to a Super Bowl, there is nothing that isn't planned. So I think that they made a conscious decision to do that. That's just my two cents on it.
Yeah, meanwhile, no kneelers as they sang America the Beautiful and also the national anthem. It was a great performance by Pink yesterday. You know, one of the things, as I read about advertising, as I sometimes do, you find that millennials, who are sort of the target demo for this, are not convinced by traditional advertising. And it seems like a lot of companies went out of their way to sort of break the fourth wall and be like, hey, we're in on the same game together here.
I would say, it certainly has changed a lot. There was I don't know if you remember the TurboTax ad or if you've seen it. It was a kind of a forgettable ad except for one thing. There were two of them. At the very end, there was, I can't even remember what the creature was. I graded it pretty low. But there was a thing at the end where the skip ad icon or
yes.
Graphic came up and it kept trying to hit skip ad.
Yes.
that you wouldn't have seen that 5-6 years ago.
That's right. Well, and it was clever, but I almost forgot who the advertiser was. We're going to hold on to you. We're going to talk about more of these ads in a moment because there was a lot to get to. 744 here on WML.
Welcome to the world, little ones. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. But you come with open minds and the instinct that we are equal. You'll love who you want. You will not allow where you come from to dictate where you're going.
All right, so this is Kerry Washington's voice as she voiced an ad for T-Mobile, the camera panning past a bunch of babies, every color of the rainbow, and talking about all of their possibilities and how they'll be able to love whoever they want. And that was the tenor of more than a couple ads that we saw last night. Right now we're talking to Tim Burt. He's an ad guru who kind of tracks all of this. And Tim, you know, you talk about the importance of advertising as a return on investment. Does that sell more T-Mobile phones?
No. Women loved that commercial because of the babies. Okay, well, here's the... Actually, somebody was commenting on my Facebook wall last night on my Super Bowl ad review page about how I love T-Mobile, and I basically said, do you have T-Mobile? No. Okay, are you going to go get T-Mobile? No. Okay, then what's the point of that commercial? I mean, seriously.
To light money on fire.
Sales,
uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's to show how it was just to show how woke T-Mobile is.
Yes.
On T-Mobile, real quick, somebody forgot to tell them that virtue signaling was so 2017. We've moved past that, okay?
Now we just lecture and ram it down your throat. The weird ads, we were discussing the weirdness of some of these ads, how we're not quite sure what they meant. We were discussing the dancing one, for instance. It was, I heard it was supposed to be this. Yeah. Well, I thought it was... Do they make these weird and pointless without, like, any kind of distinct point? There's not, like, the setup and then the punchline. Do they do that now so that we'll talk about them because they're so weird and we're not quite sure what the message is?
I think so. There, you know, you have to understand advertising is not the same as it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even a month ago. It changes constantly. And it seems to me now that if you can get somebody to say, did you see the commercial with insert name of celebrity? And then now you can go to YouTube and type in, you know, Steven Tyler Super Bowl commercial and the ad's going to pop up. And it's almost as if the advertiser is irrelevant. That was for Kia. I don't know if you saw that Kia ad. That was masterful. But that's how this works now. And so it's changed. To me, it's a lot stronger if you can say, did you see the Kia ad? Or did you see the T-Mobile ad?
Right.
Even if you didn't like it. Is it strong for T-Mobile? Sure. But I don't think it's going to translate into sales for them.
Well, that's the thing. If I don't remember the product, it must not work. Like the Alexa loses her voice. I remember that product.
Right.
But if it's one where I don't remember the product, how does it work for them?
Yeah. Let me, there was also, speaking of weird ads, Danny DeVito, who's still relevant. You know, he's got, you know, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Appeared in an M&M's commercial. M&M's occasionally we get. Let's hear this.
Sometimes I wish I were human.
Whoa! Look at me! I'm human! Do you want to eat me?
No.
Do you want to eat me?
No, thanks.
No? Would you like to eat me? Nobody wants to eat me!
Danny DeVito asking people to eat him. Will you buy M&M's now?
That to me is a cotton candy ad. It's one of those that while it's on, it's really funny and you enjoy it, and then 20 minutes later you forget about it.
Yeah, good, because I don't want to think of Danny DeVito when I'm purchasing M&M's. But no, you're right.
I'll pass.
Tim Burt, thank you. Sorry we ran out of time. There's so much to talk about. I really appreciate your insight today.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you. 751 here on WML.